Good morning. We're continuing with Chayyadim, Klal Tezvov, Simen Yud Beis, with the Chiyuv of Mezuzah on various types of room, different types of usage of a room. So the Chayyadim continues and says, Abu Refes, Bakar, Melulin, Shaltarna Garlim. You have the barn where you keep the cattle, or the coop where you keep the chickens. The storage place where you keep the straw or the wood. The cellars where you keep your wine cellar or your other types of drinks. If they're large enough, they meet the criteria of a shir bayis, the 4 amas by 4 amas. They're going to be chayav in a mezuzah. Because the level of dirtiness which is there is not as significant as the first group which we spoke about yesterday. Again, I pointed out that some poskim say nowadays that Refes Boker and Lulun Shaltarna Garlim, which we have such a significant amount of filth which is there. So nowadays it parallels the status of the Bursiki. If a person has a specific question in regards to a Refes Boker or Lulun Shaltarna Garlim, they should ask a local Orthodox rabbi. So places which are for storage purposes are going to be chayiv in the mezuzah because the person does go in and out over there, and its function is not designated for something which is considered a lowly type of a function, a type of function which is considered lack of respect for the mezuzah. Now, b'makom she'tinoik is mitzuyim alapamim roichasin boy or she'mishamshin boy. Is yichas ha-mezuzah. So this room is not designated for this purpose. So it's going to be chayv in mezuzah. But there are occasions where the person will uncover a child there. So therefore, he's going to reveal the child's erva by washing the child there. Or maybe sometimes even an adult, they would have rooms where they would have to get undressed over there. That wasn't its primary function. Or they would have. Husband and wife would have intimate relations there, so it's a place where they would use for tashra shemitah. So in these rooms, there's going to be a chiyuv mezuzah, but on the other hand, because the erva is going to be uncovered there, or because the tzoya is going to be present there, so yichas mezuzah. There's a chiyuv of covering it over the mezuzah. Now we want to point out in a case where the mezuzah is outside of the door. When you shut the door, the mezuzah will be outside of the room. So in regards to a room where a husband and a wife are together, so since the derech is always to shut the door, the mezuzah does not need to be covered. In regards to the case of the issue of tzoya or the erev of a tinuk, the fact that mezuzah is outside of the door is not going to tell you this halacha that you do not need to cover the mezuzah. You do need to cover the mezuzah because since it's not always the derech to shut the door, so you can't say, but since the mezuzah is outside the door, it's not going to see this occurrence and not be affected by it. So the person should cover the mezuzah, even though the mezuzah is out on the other side of the doorpost. So that's the difference between a room which is for tashmish, shemitah, and other situations. So we say that it has to be covered. So the chayyadim is mashma that one covering is sufficient. The magen avraham, however, paskins that you need two coverings. And that's how the Mishnah Berurah understands. So the halacha l'maaseh, you need two coverings. The two coverings, at least one of them has to be something which is not designated for the mezuzah, per se. So if a person has a mezuzah, and he wraps it up in some type of a wax paper or saran wrap or some type of a covering before he puts it into the mezuzah holder, that's one covering. Now the mezuzah holder theoretically should be a second covering. Well, it's not, because since they're both miyuchin for the mezuzah, they count as one covering. But what he could do then is put a cloth over the mezuzah, and now he has two coverings over the mezuzah. It is appropriate the mezuzah, which is found in these type of places, preferably the mezuzah itself, covering itself, should not be glass. It should not be visible. The cloth and the Shem Hashem which is on it should not be visible. But even on top of that, a person should put a covering as well. That being said, in a room where the mezuzah does not have these issues, then it is actually preferred that the cloth and the Shem Hashem on the cloth should be visible. And it's preferred to get a type of a holder which allows for that. This halacha of kisui, one other example which we could give, in the case where there's some type of a curtain between where the mezuzah is and where the child will be, or where the adults will be, that can act as a covering as well, because even though it's not a halachic mechitza, because it moves back and forth, it's not considered a mechitza, but it moves back and forth in a ruach mitzuyah, so it will not work as a mechitza to separate into a different room, a different place. It's in the same place still, the mezuzah and the individuals are considered in the same room, but it can function as a covering over the mezuzah. We will say, B'ez Hashem, in a different discussion in regards to svarim in a room where a person is having relations, that a sheet would have the equivalent status of a covering. It's not a mechitza, because it can move to and fro in the wind, but it is considered a covering over the svarim. And we'll see those halachas, B'ez Hashem, in a different time. Have a good day.